G'day, Reece Dowden here, and welcome to episode 7 of the podcast. And as always, if you're looking at doing selection, make sure you get in contact, as I have a pretty in-depth course that will help you prepare for selection. Check out my website, operatoredge.com, and there's a few downloads and free videos there, and you'll be able to book in for a call. So make sure you do that if you're going to do selection. But let's get into today's podcast. And what it's about is, basically, if I had to do selection again, what would I do in regards to preparation? So I've come up with 5 points, and then I want to go through them today. All right. First one being, I would get clear on my goal and learn everything about it. All right. So special operations, it's obviously a serious gig, right? And we want serious applicants applying. If you want to serve in an elite unit, all right, you'll want to know absolutely everything you possibly can about it. All right. You want to turn up to selection. You want to show the staff that you've done everything in your power to prepare, right? That you've been absolutely thorough in your preparation. For example, you want to know things like the unit history. So SASR was formed in 1957. I'm pretty sure that was it. Feel free to correct me. 2nd Commando Regiment was formed in 2009. Okay. Who was killed? Where were they killed? What years? You know, the honor roll for SAS, the honor roll for commandos, if you're going that way, all right? You want to know that entire honor roll for the unit you're wanting to join, okay? And all as much detail as you possibly can about it. You want to know the roles and responsibilities of the unit, i.e. for the 2nd Commando Regiment, you know, we conduct large-scale direct action tasks. We have domestic counterterrorism duties called the Tactical Assault Group East, all right? We have sniper capabilities, above surface water capabilities, armed response protection teams, and we also have working dogs, all right? So there's kind of things you want to know. For the SASR, traditionally they have a long-range recon role. They also have a smaller direct action role as well, more so in regards to HVIs and MVIs. They do have domestic counterterrorism duties as well called TAG West, okay? They have vehicle freeform water or subsurface capabilities, and they also have grey roles as well, okay? So you want to know and understand all about that, or understand as much as you obviously can without having been in the unit, obviously. Skills required, all right? You'll want to be proficient in all your soldier skills, all right? All core skills, F-88 and F-89 weapons, as well as I would look at other weapons like M4, MP5, AK-47, USP, 9mm Browning, that kind of thing. Navigation, obviously, you want to be spot on. All armed call for fire, you want to be spot on there, particularly how to call a polar mission. Infantry minor tactics, you know, things like target indications, why things are seen, formations, hand signals, that kind of stuff. Break contact drill and even some room floor combat if you possibly can. And, yeah, obviously you don't want to be picking up bad habits, but if you've got someone who's in infantry, for example, might be able to run it through if you're not from an infantry corps. Right, and all these will be tested on selection and more, right? Many others, and you want to be proficient in all of these. You want to know them and make sure you study them and not be ambushed by anything on selection, okay? Show that you're professional. Number 2, I would plan my mission in detail using IMAP and SMEAC. Funnily enough, that's what I teach in my course as well. But planning your successful attempted selection, it should be as detailed as possible, right? You want to know exactly how you're going to prepare your or prepare for selection, what you'll need to do, how you'll need to execute it, you know, who is going to help you, that kind of stuff. And IMAP and SMEAG will help tremendously. IMAP including things like mission analysis, battle space analysis, course of action development, course of action analysis, decision and execution. You also want to include your center of gravity capabilities. And my version of that would include my BEST framework, beliefs, emotional intelligence, stress management, and time, and have a thorough understanding of all those and how they're affected on selection. And then SMEAC, your 5 W's and H, situation, mission, execution, admin, and long, and command and SIG, okay? Get as detailed as you possibly can and as detailed as you want in regards to your preparation. All right, number 3, I would learn how to manipulate my sympathetic nervous system, or SNS, and my parasympathetic nervous system being your PNS. All right, selection is stressful. Obviously, we're testing your ability to handle stress, and you'll want to know how to manipulate your nervous system to help you either A, get fired up when required, okay? That's your sympathetic nervous system kicking in, 30 quick breaths in succession, that kind of thing. That's one kind of technique you can use to help you get pumped up and engage your SNS. And B, you want to calm yourself down when required, all right? That's really important, and you'll want to know how to do that, and you'll use that a lot on selection, as well as on Rio and actually in the unit as well. So that's your parasympathetic nervous system. Things like your tactical breathing method or your box breathing, count of four breathing. Okay, that's one method among many, and you want to practice that and see what works for you. But being able to control your SNS and your PNS will be a valuable skill to develop, not just to help you get through the selection process, but also to help you become the best operator possible, i.e. perform in a combat environment, okay? But also just in life in general, okay? So manipulating your sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system, okay? That will be, I really advise you to get on top of that. Number four, I would follow a scientific training program that covers all the basic principles, all right? When I trained for selection, I followed the SF training program developed by the Special Forces Training Center back in the day, many years ago. The problem was, all right, that it really lacks some fundamental training principles and still does, really, particularly when it comes to running, all right? If you're attempting selection, you want to include a long, slow distance run as part of your weekly training, right? This will build up the mitochondria in your muscles, which will facilitate more efficient energy release, right? Make sure your heart rate is in the zone two during these runs, and you want to calculate what that is, okay? A key component for any type of running training is the long, slow distance run, and this will actually improve your 3.2 kilometer webbing run time, right? Obviously, interval sessions should be included in your training. Just don't make intervals your only running training, all right? You also want to ensure your swimming is solid. Right, swimming is part of most special operations selection courses, and if you're not comfortable, efficient, competent, confident in the water, right, you'll be found out really quickly, and you want to get lessons if you need to, okay, if required. And the last thing I would do, number five, I would ensure that I test myself to hone my skills before selection. All right, the last thing I would do before attempting selection is to make sure I tested myself in a number of different and varying scenarios to practice my stress management strategies in particular, right? You want to put yourself in environments which make you nervous and uncomfortable, okay, that stress you out. Find out what makes you anxious to perform, then go and do it, right? For example, it could be things like skydiving and cave diving and any kind of confined spaces, environment or activity in a confined space, okay? Abseiling, rock climbing, public speaking, you know, you could do a Toastmasters course or a stand-up comedy course, all right? That should definitely get the nerves firing. But in any kind of competition, all right, even sporting competition, triathlon, marathon, trail running, jiu-jitsu, for example, that kind of stuff. You want to ensure you hone your stress management skills before selection, all right? Know what works for you in particular, when and how. And if I had to train for selection again, all right, those are the five things I would work on, all right? So I would get clear on my goals and learn everything I can about that goal, all right? I would plan my mission in detail. I would learn how to manipulate my sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous systems. I would follow a scientific training program that covers all the basic principles, and I would ensure I test myself to hone my skills before selection. All right, if you want to understand that more and know everything else about selection, like I said at the beginning, I can help. I have a course. Make sure you get in contact. All right, reach out. Just email me, reese@operatoredge.com, or get in contact via my Facebook page, Operator Edge, or even my Instagram account, reese_dowden. All right, that's it for this podcast. Hope you got a lot out of it. Thanks for listening. Thanks for everyone who's supporting it and has rated it, especially with 5 stars and everything that goes along with that. So make sure to do that if you like the podcast, and make sure you send me any questions that you have in regards to what you want me to answer in future podcasts, all right? Again, hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for listening, and I will speak to you next time. Thanks.